A Bush administration official has been speaking to members of the media this week about his concerns that the Environmental Protection Agency is overstepping its bounds. But Albright is the former undersecretary for the Department of Energy. Albright's main point is that the EPA is unfairly making it difficult for energy companies to operate. He says they're impacting the energy market.
Our resources can be developed safely and responsibly and used for our benefit. Not just to power things, but to keep us a strong economy and a strong international force.
Are you concerned that some of the regulations could be cutting out, like a coal or some sort of energy mineral or something like that?
I think regulations are important. Regulations are necessary, but I'm afraid we're in a position where our regulatory authorities have really gotten, well, I don't know a better way to put it, out of control. They have become the lord overseer of the markets, of what America will develop as far as our energy resources, how we will develop them, and it has thoroughly disadvantaged America, not just in the world market, but in our own economies.
Looking at the environmental side of things, so is there a compromise to what you're seeing from the federal government now that both deals with some of the environmental concerns out there as well as the energy development that some folks would like to see?
Well, I think the answer to that question, you've got to step back a little bit and recognize what environmental progress we've made. Remember, we started recognizing the real importance of environmental protection back, I guess it was when the Cuyahoga River caught on fire. I was a fairly young guy then, and that's when I first remember thinking, wow, things are in trouble. We need to do something. And we did. But somewhere between stopping the Cuyahoga River from burning and EPA telling us how a shower head ought to work, I think we've lost our way. So as far as environmental compromise, I think what we need to do is recognize that we are doing things in extraordinarily environmentally sensible and sound ways today. We need to continue doing that, but it seems that many in the environmental movement and want to stand in the way of everything that energy developers want to do. And that's just it's not sensible, it's not economically wise, it's not wise for America's security on any front.
Some people have feared that if we stay with the traditional energy development, oil, gas, coal, and that sort of thing, that we won't do enough with renewables, which actually might be an important part of the mix in the future. How do you see that?
Well, I think renewables, I know when I was Undersecretary of Energy, there was a lot of interest from the private sector, a lot of interest public sector for renewables. I think the renewables have a terrific future. The worst thing that we can do is pick winners and losers by the government and shove money at projects as opposed to research. I think there's a great role for the government to play in helping the private sector research renewable energy sources that will be profitable, that can be commercialized, and that make a lot of sense for our future. And actually, a lot of work being done on that, everywhere from solar to geothermal, you name it. But I think the lesson here is we need everything that we have. We need the coal. We need the oil. We need the gas. We need everything right now. And it's short-sighted and, frankly, foolish to think that we can turn on a dime and change our energy mix and continue to be competitive in the world. We just can't do it today. Can we do it in the future? Probably.